This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rocky and Lissa, mornings on 98.5 KRZ.
This listener wrote to us and said, hey, I know Rocky and Lissa, you both have dogs, so I'm wondering your thoughts on this. My neighbor's dog barks outside incessantly, keeps me up at night. My neighbor is home, so I know that he must hear this. I worry about not only the dog being cold, but I want to say something. Is there a way that I can broach this nicely? And please don't tell me to call the authorities because I don't think it's an animal cruelty situation. I do not.
If the dog is outside and the temperature is below freezing, it is a pet issue as far as the safety of the animal. So you should say something, obviously. Every dog has like a different coat. Some can withstand cold weather better than others. And if they're barking late at night, that's a noise ordinance issue right there.
How would you broach that conversation with the neighbor?
If you think the animal is at harm because it's outside during a cold night, say something in a nice way. It's like, is that fair to the animal?
Okay. I will say, devil's advocate, as a person who grew up in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, where it is frozen tundra, we had a golden retriever that hated being inside. Hated. She would claw at the door and whimper and claw, 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 let me out. So I think the fact that this dog is crying, or by crying, I mean barking and whimpering, does mean that they don't like it.
There's a reason they're barking, yeah.
Yeah. So I would try to catch my neighbor's ear when I saw them just in passing and be like, hey, is everything okay? Because your dog seems really upset when they're outside for a long time. And you're allowed to say, like Rocky said, you're also keeping me up. Not cool. And you must tread lightly with neighbors because a lot of neighbors, once you say one cross word to them, you're on their crap list.
It's on.
And then you have Bill with an actual screenshot of the Pennsylvania law regarding barking dogs.
Oh, okay.
It's illegal, this says, for the dog to bark continuously for more than 10 minutes or to bark repetitively within an hour. Barking that disturbs the peace of a neighborhood is also considered a violation, holding a fine of between $25 to $1,000.
So it doesn't matter what time of day.
That's what Bill's screenshot said. Now, you know, I don't know if it's lawyer Bill. I don't know if Bill's law enforcement, but...
Well, that's worth looking into. You are next with Rocky, unless you had a solution.
I don't know if you guys remember the joke that used to be about the dog, that when the neighbor's dog is barking like that, you go over and you pick the dog up and you bring it and you put it in your yard, and then you say to the neighbor, how do you like it?
There you go.
That's pretty good.
That's a possible solution. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks for the chuckle. Bye.